And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. We have on one of my favorite mentors in life, and it's Bill Halamandaris. And Bill has been with us many times, and Bill introduced me to Tim Love and so many other people. And Bill, I'm thankful for you. We'll start the show that way. Welcome back, and thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rick. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You bet. You know, last month, and well, I tell you about every month that you write a newsletter, I read it in about a nanosecond. I go, let's do a podcast. So this is the same situation with God's hands. I'll let you read God's hands, and then let's make a few comments about it, okay?
All right, fair enough. God's hands. Albert Durer, generally regarded as the greatest artist of the German Renaissance, was one of 18 children born to a goldsmith in a tiny village near Nuremberg. As a boy, Durer worked at every job he could find to help put food on the table while dreaming of becoming an artist. Finally, his dreams began to come true when he was sent to work for a skilled artisan in Nuremberg. There he met and became friends with another man who shared the same dream. The two men moved in together, promising to support each other until they became established. When this proved more difficult than they anticipated, Durer's friend offered to postpone his career and find work to provide food and shelter until Durer could generate enough income from the sale of his paintings and engravings to support them both. And so, while Durer continued refining his talents, his friend put aside his own aspirations and sought whatever work he could find. Durer's friend scrubbed floors, washed dishes, and served in a nearby restaurant until the day came when Durer brought home enough money from the sale of wood carving to support them both for some time. Only then did Durer's friend return to his art, but by this time his hands had lost their touch and his fingers could hardly hold a paintbrush. Not long thereafter, Durer returned to the apartment the two men share to see his friend kneeling in prayer, his hands folded reverently. Struck by the beauty of his friend's hands, scarred and marked as they were by his labor of love, Durer was inspired to create what many consider his masterpiece, the Praying Hands, as a tribute to his friend's sacrifice. In some way, and in similar fashion, each of us has benefited from the sacrifices others have made on our behalf. Each of us is indebted to others. Each of us is called to respond. In the words of Albert Einstein, whatever there is of God and goodness in the universe, it must work itself out and express itself through us. We cannot stand aside and let God do it. We are God's hands. Each of us holds the answer to someone's prayers.
Wow, that is so powerful. So powerful.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, it's one of the shorter pieces you've ever done, but I think it's packed with a punch. Have you gotten any reaction out of anybody else besides me on this one? And if so, what have they said?
Now, the first response I got was from one of the young people that we mentor. She's part of the Heart of America's Ambassador Program. And her response was one word, amen. Which was as good a compliment as one could get.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the other responses, and there have been a number of them, either directly or posted online, are people talking about the truth they find in their own lives and how this person helped me and that person helped me. How each of these several people talked about somebody in their lives who made that kind of contribution, sacrifice for them so that they could be who they are. And, of course, we all have people like that in their lives. I'm sure you could give me any number, but no one gets where they are by themselves.
That's right. It reminded me of my own mom and dad and the sacrifices that they made in the 50s and 60s for us. And I'm not for certain we thank them enough for it. I wish they were around to to thank. And, you know, I think if there's a call to action to this, it would be, hey, if there's an individual that's still alive who's done this for you, pick up the phone and call them today and thank them. You know, just practice a living eulogy while people are alive and be grateful for them and tell them such.
You know, I think that's a great suggestion, Rick. I have in mind a call for another time, but I want to call applause. You know, where the Groucho Marx had famously said, what the world needs is a good 10-cent cigar. I think what the world needs is more applause.
That's right. I think that's true. That's so true.
One of the best things we could do would be to look for people in and around us who are doing something significant and thank them, applaud them, do whatever we can to reinforce the fact that they're uplifting all of us.
Righto. And so while I've got you on our show, I'll thank you publicly for helping create the best version of me. And every month you come out with a new narrative, which just adds another layer of wisdom. And I try to get your wisdom out to the general public. And so it's a blessing to all. So I'll be the first to say,
thank you, Rick, for doing that.
Thanks for making a difference. And you've done that with thousands and thousands of people. And you're helping bring out the best version of everybody. And that's what we're trying to do here, by the way, with these podcasts. So, we're trying to get the word out and kind of change the world one podcast at a time. And if one person, if this message and narrative from Bill falls on the right ears today and you hear it, spread it. That's what we want you to do, because that's what this is all about. Hey, Bill, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate you and look forward to talking to you again next month.
And thank you, Rick. Take care.
You bet. That was Bill Halamandaris, one of my personal mentors. He was mentored by Viktor Frankl, of all people. And we love Bill and everything he stands for and the wisdom that he has provided in our life. Thanks again for joining us, and you all have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.